You're tuned to The Record. I'm Steve Scheer.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. The most recent unemployment figures put Washington's unemployment rate at just 6.1%. That's a significant recovery since the early days of the recession. But there is one group of job seekers who are still finding it pretty hard to get back to work. The long-term unemployed, those who have been seeking a job for more than a few months, are a tough group to bring into the job market. And until a few months ago, Miriam Gordon was one of them. Miriam had a private mental health practice in East Tennessee for over 13 years. But she was attracted by the climate and the culture and the diversity of the Pacific Northwest. So last fall, at age 53, Miriam moved to Seattle. Miriam figured she'd get a job right after she got here. But she was surprised to find stiff competition for mental health work. And things changed a lot since the last time she applied for a job. That was back in 1999.
You know, I was used to mailing in a resume, following up with a personal phone call a couple of days later, typically getting an interview, sending a thank you letter, you know, kind of old school.
As time went by without a job, Miriam began to get worried.
Even though I had a lot of faith in myself that I had the skill set, that it would be okay, there were some dark moments where, you know, it felt like, what if I don't? And, you know, I had to really, really, really tighten my belt.
Eventually, her savings began to run out.
I actually did a lot of wearing my winter coat in my apartment because I was too afraid to heat it because I wasn't sure how much money I was going to need.
Miriam knew she needed help, so she signed up at her local library for a one-on-one resume critique. And Miriam realized how much help she really needed after talking to the librarian.
She said, this will never work, you need to do this. And she just, you know, made crosses and arrows and you know, red letters were everywhere. And I just felt like, wow, I really need this more than once to figure out what she's talking about.
The librarian recommended that Miriam get help from a WorkSource Center. Miriam was directed toward a program designed for the long-term unemployed called Back to Work Now. What they do is provide computers and resume assistance. They do mock interviews and even give you a personal job counselor. Miriam took advantage of it all. She learned how to tailor her job search and where to find resources. But Miriam says the most important part was the social support.
Part of what kept me going was that relationship with my WorkSource counselor, Cynthia, as well as the experiences that other people had in that group. I was able to compare myself and say, wow, you know, okay, I've not been unemployed that long, or wow, that guy got a job and he overcame these obstacles. I can do it too.
And she did it. Miriam landed a job in March of this year. We spoke to her while she was on her lunch break. Governor Inslee is aware of the plight of long-term job seekers like Miriam Gordon. And that's why earlier this year she requested that Washington State be authorized to redirect $4 million in federal mass layoff funds toward efforts to reduce long-term unemployment. Well, that request was approved, and the grants were awarded last week. Here in Seattle and King County, the Workforce Development Council received a quarter of the total funding. The money will be distributed through workforce centers. Marlena Sessions is the chief executive officer of Workforce Development Center Key County. She joins us more to talk about this program. Thanks for being with us, Marlena.
Oh, great to be with you.
So you were awarded $1 million to expand your outreach to the long-term unemployed. And in addition to the sum of the services that Miriam took advantage of, you'll be offering something called the Job Club Structure. What is that, and how do you think it'll help?
You bet. Well, first off, the Workforce Development Council does oversee 22 of those WorkSource sites. It was great to hear Miriam's story. And we will be reaching out to 500 long-term unemployed individuals to give them intensive workshops, intensive, as Miriam mentioned, state-of-the-art job-seeking techniques, because many of these people have been out of work through no fault of their own more than 6 months, but they've never been out of work before. And so coming back into the job market at whatever age, but maybe after having a pretty great work history, is pretty daunting. So the job clubs or workshops will be very intensive, everything from how to do a video interview, how to Skype, how to do your electronic resumes, all the things that are taken for granted in today's job hunting market. The other piece of it that's very appealing and effective, we found, is employer engagement. We get employers right in front of these job seekers. Some of them actually have job openings, and so there'll be some interviews and some hires on the spot. Others, employers are willing to do mock interviews to say, here's what a real interview will look like.
It's really demoralizing to search for a job and not find one. Are you able to provide anything to help people just get over the emotional problems?
You know, it's so true. That's such a great point. And this unintended but great consequence of this Back to Work Now project that Miriam participated in was that support group of those like you job seekers, well-educated folks, great skills, great work ethic, perhaps a more mature individual over 50, but seeing that hope that is in the human dignity of finding employment and then finding those successful job seekers coming back to the group and giving their testimony. I did it, you can do it too. So it's a great consequence of having a network of folks who are working on the same task you are, that is finding employment.
Marlena Sessions, I have to ask you, this is $4 million, about 1,300 people you're going to try to get back to work who've been long-term unemployed. That works out to about $3,000 per person. Why does it take $3,000 worth of training to get a person back to work?
There is a lot to it in terms of a lot of different workshops, great curriculum that's constantly being developed, and again, 22 different job sites just in King County alone that are up and running and accessible for these long-term unemployed. There's another element to it, though, as well, and I would say that is a discouraged worker who's out there who may not be coming into the WorkSource Center. So some of this money will go toward advertising and outreaching and finding those folks who probably are the most in need and that they've given up, and we need to find them and get them back out there.
Well, it sounds like a lot of great programs, but of course the proof is in the pudding. How successful are these types of programs in getting long-term unemployed back to work?
When we competed for these dollars and did get in King County close to $1 million in this competitive process, we based our application on a very successful model, this Back to Work Now model. That was something we tried during the Great Recession when the economy really was in the tank and employers weren't hiring as much. We found great success during that time with this intensive job model and intensive workshop model. By the end of that project, we had about 60% of our participants finding jobs at average wages of $23.70 an hour. Now, that's during the lowest point in the recession. Things are definitely better now, and we hear employers clamoring for employees, so we know we can probably get to our usual placement rates of about 85% of success rates. So we're very optimistic that this will work based on past experience during a much less prosperous time, I guess I'd say.
Finally, I have to ask, it sounded as though Miriam Gordon had some skills. She'd actually had been qualified in mental health work before she came to Washington State. Among those long-term unemployed, is there kind of a core group that is really hard even to get back to work with all these additional programs?
You know, you would think so, but we're surprised at the many groups that we meet with and ask them about their experience and about their skills. Many of them are a product of unfortunate timing. Through no fault of their own, they were laid off, maybe just 6 months ago, maybe 8 or 10 months ago. But the more time that goes on, employers are seeing gaps in resumes and not giving them callbacks to interviews. And so we're working with the employer community as well, messaging, give these folks a shot. Don't immediately screen out based on a gap in a resume, because we are still, even though effectively we're out of the Great Recession, we're still seeing some longer-term effects, which is some of these job seekers. So we've done studies. They're very well-educated folks with great skills. And again, they want to work. They want to get back to work.
Marlena Sessions, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Marlena is the Executive Director of the Workforce Development Council of Seattle and King County. If you'd like to learn more about that program, you can visit WorkSourceKC.org. This is The Record with Steve Scherr. I'm Ross Reynolds.